The city will soon be home to a museum dedicated to Islamic art and culture. The Aga Khan Museum will be the first of its kind in North America, and later today, the Aga Khan himself, the spiritual leader of the Shia Ismaili community, will be at a ceremony to mark the groundbreaking of the museum and park, as well as the Ismaili Center, which will be near Don Mills Road and Eglinton Avenue. Shafiq Virani is a professor of Islamic studies at the University of Toronto, and I spoke with him this morning about the significance of this new museum coming to Toronto. This is an extraordinary collection, what's coming to town, more than 1,000 artifacts. What are you most excited about seeing?
Actually, I'm excited about the museum in its entirety. It's the only one of its kind in all of North America. And we've really got a fantastic opportunity here in Toronto in particular to open a window to what's really one quarter of the world's population, their histories, their cultures, their art, their music. So the project as a whole is very exciting.
Within your classes, in the conversations that you've been having with your students, what are people saying about the fact that this is coming here and the fact that this collection will be a major addition to our cultural landscape in Toronto?
I think the students really see it as part of the cultural renaissance of Toronto and the fact that we are a major player on the world stage. The exhibit is going all through Europe right now. It's been through Paris, London, Madrid, is right now in Berlin, going off to Turkey soon. And just to have Toronto as the permanent home means the students and everybody else in Toronto is going to get a chance to see these things and have a hands-on experience. They won't have to go to another part of the world. The world is coming to us.
Why do you think the Aga Khan chose Toronto?
You know, Toronto is famous for its pluralistic heritage, as Canada is as a whole. And as Canadians, we often take that for granted. The fact that we have people here who live together, get along together, appreciate each other's cultures and histories. And I think that represents a lot of what the Aga Khan is looking to do in many of his projects across the world. So in that sense, Toronto is really the ideal home for a museum like this.
Tell us a bit more about the collection itself. I mean, what is going to be part of it, and for people within the Islamic communities that are here, what does it mean within that collection? I mean, what are some of the things that will really, really speak to them?
You know, I think that the Muslim community of Canada is very excited about this because it's a chance for them to share with their neighbors and their friends part of their heritage. And just to give you a couple of examples, one of the items that's going to be in the collection is a text by a man named Ibn Sina. He's one of the most famous doctors in history. And he wrote a text called The Canons of Medicine. He was so famous that it was translated close to 1,000 years ago into Latin, and he was known as Avicenna. And the one of the oldest manuscripts of that work is going to be with us. That particular text was taught in Europe as the central text for medicine almost until the turn of the modern era. Yeah. And to see that over here, it's going to be a great opportunity to see something that connected the Western world and the Muslim world for a period of close to five centuries.
It would also be really helpful in your scholarly work. I mean, just in terms of having a reference point there and also an important document. I mean, something that when you're teaching those classes, you can go and not have to look online, not have to travel, but say, look, it's right here. And this is something that we can use as a reference point.
Oh, definitely. It's actually caused a buzz in academia. I think it's going to bring a lot of academics into Toronto as well. The Islamic Studies at the University of Toronto is one of the strongest programs anywhere in the world, and this museum is just going to make this such an attractive place for the best students, the best professors, the best academics from everywhere just to come here to Toronto.
I pick up on something that you said earlier, which is that it's a nice piece as well as part of our cultural renaissance. And the cultural renaissance thus far has included the AGO and the ROM, the OCAD tabletop. You have the Gardner Museum, there is the Royal Conservatory of Music. Those are all downtown institutions. They're also quote-unquote mainstream institutions. How important is it to move outside of the mainstream? Not that Islamic culture and the Muslim communities aren't part of the mainstream, but for a lot of people, they are. They are still the quote-unquote minority cultures, even though the demographics of the city are changing. How important is it to expand that cultural renaissance and that cultural revolution beyond the usual suspects?
I think that you've hit the button. It's really an area that not too many people know about, and that's what makes it a little bit exciting. We've often heard the phrase thrown around, the clash of civilizations. But I think what we really have is really a clash of ignorance, where people are scared of what they don't know. And this museum and projects like it are opening windows that have an antidote for that clash of ignorance, which is knowledge. And by going outside of the mainstream and taking us beyond what we normally look at, it gives us a chance to experience something really new and really exciting and really different.
And so that experiential learning, what will it do in terms of the larger conversation between our communities here? We all live here. We all seem to relatively get along. But how will this kind of foster that communication?
It's not only going to be a museum, a place for conserving and showcasing art, but from what I understand, there's going to be involved with a wide network across the world. Mm. There's an Aga Khan Music Initiative, which is associated with the Smithsonian, which is probably going to bring in some of the best musicians in the world to perform, give a window into the sort of arts of the Muslim world. Yo-Yo Ma, who performed at Obama's inauguration, one of the most famous musicians in the world, has been associated with a project with the Aga Khan, known as the Silk Route Project, which will also definitely be part of this museum. It connects to two other museums with which the Aga Khan is involved, the Maritime Museum in Zanzibar, as well as the museum that's going to be opening up in Cairo. And so we're becoming part of an international network of cultural and artistic resources across the world.
We're lucky to have it here.
Absolutely. I think that I'm really excited. I know my students are excited. And I think that Toronto as a whole is going to be very excited about this.
And the building, is what I've seen in terms of architectural design, is going to be spectacular as well. So the collection is going to be great. But the actual physical structure is really going to be something and a real great addition to our city. I can't wait for it to open up. Some time to kill until it actually arrives. But a lot of excitement in that interim. Shafiq, nice to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's Shafiq Virani, a professor of Islamic studies at the U of T.